there be no grapes upon the vine, though the olive tree shall cast its fruit, and the field shall yield no grain to grind, though the flock shall all be scattered, and there be no cattle in the stall. The Lord is still my joy and strength, and by his word he'll change it all. Praise the Lord, hallelujah, I don't care what the devil's gonna do. The word is safe, is my sword and shield. Jesus is the Lord of the way how to feel. The Spirit of the Lord is here, and he has commanded me to tell the news to everyone. He's come to set the captive free. So if you're brokenhearted or tired of all those chains you wear, the Lord is here to heal you now and bring the power that holds you there. Praise the Lord, hallelujah, I don't care what the devil's gonna do. The word in faith is my sword and shield. Jesus is the Lord of the way how to feel. Praise the Lord.
not blossom, though there be no grapes upon the vine, though the olive tree shall cast its fruit, and the field shall yield no grain to grind, though the flock shall all be scattered, and there be no cattle in the stall, the Lord is still my joy and strength, and by his word he'll change it all. Praise the Lord, hallelujah, I don't care what the devil's gonna do, the word and faith is my sword and shield, Jesus is the Lord of the way I feel. The Spirit of the Lord is here, and he has commanded me to tell the news to everyone, he's come to set the captive free. So if you're broken hearted or tired of all those chains you wear, the Lord is here to heal you now and bring the power that holds you there. Praise the Lord, hallelujah, I don't care what the devil's gonna do, the word in faith is my sword and shield, Jesus is Lord of the way I feel. Praise the Lord, I would tell you what is true, but no matter how you listen, there's nothing I could do to make you see with more than just your mind. Until the day you step across the line, no explanation could tell you what I've seen. There's no way to paint a picture that could show you what I mean. When I say I left the man I was behind, found another world across the line, you gotta take a step across the line. Let Jesus fill your heart and mind. I can show you where to look, but you gotta seek to find. You gotta take a step across the line. Is the best that I can do to change your future till forever, and the rest is up to you. You can take his hand or keep on going blind. He waits for you to step across the line. You gotta take a step across the line. Let Jesus fill your heart and mind. I can show you where to look, but you gotta seek to find.
Hello?
You gotta take a step across the line.
gotta take a step across the line. Let Jesus fill your heart and mind. I can show you where to look, but you gotta seek to find. You gotta take a step.
What's happening?
I can't get in.
Why? Yes, you can. All you have to do is dial 319-527-6068.
The number you sent me, I dialed it and it won't let me in.
What does it say?
It says that I have to dial my phone service, and I did. I downloaded the app and I can't find the app.
So the enemy trying to stop you, right?
Yeah, I know that. Yeah.
So I won't let you dial in the Blog Talk.
No, I dialed in like a few times, and it keeps telling me that I can't. So I did my app, and I don't see my app anywhere.
So you gonna stop there? If you stop there, you're not gonna get it.
No, I'm still trying.
Well, you better do something, because I'm not going to do it any other way. I'm not going to pray for you any other way.
Okay. I'll try again. I'm still trying now.
All right, bye.
Okay, bye-bye.
Jessica, call me. I'm going to give you this lady's number. She in serious trouble. I want to pray for her this morning. But she don't have to learn to press through.
Jessica Garcia.
Okay, Jessica, I'm going to text you her number, okay?
Hello?
Look, dial Jessica's number. She's going to help you.
Okay.
Her number is 36. I mean, let me see. What is her number? Jessica, post your number real quick. Jessica said, just go past that. But I don't know myself how you do it. So dial Jessica and she will help you.
Okay. Thank you, Dr.
Do you have Jessica's number?
I don't got it. I'm looking for it.
Hold on. Jessica, post your number on Spreaker. I don't want to give your number out over the Blog Talk. Let's see. I should remember. I can't. Hang up. I'm going to send Jessica your number, okay?
Okay.
All right, bye.
Bye-bye.
Oh, there it is. Here's Jessica's number. 361-510-6786. Okay, call Jessica. She'll help you. I'm waiting for you. All right, bye.
The Lord, hallelujah. I don't care what the devil's going.
Lord, I thank you this morning. Devil, I told you, you should have killed me when you had a chance. It's over now. I'm paying you back. I'm going to get as many souls delivered for real.
In the blood.
the storm, the Lord is still my joy and strength, and by his word he'll change it all. Praise the Lord, hallelujah, I don't care what the devil's gonna do. The word in faith is my sword and shield. Jesus is the Lord of the way how to feel. The Spirit of the Lord is here, and he has commanded me to tell the news to everyone. He's come to set the captive free. So if you're brokenhearted or tired of all those chains you wear, the Lord is here to heal you now and bring the power that holds you there.
Praise the Lord!
Hallelujah! I don't care what the devil's gonna do. The word in faith is my sword and shield. Jesus is the Lord of the way how to feel.
Jesus!
Praise the Lord!
Hallelujah.
I don't care what the devil's gonna do. The word in faith is my sword and shield. Jesus is the Lord of the way how to feel. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
I really don't care
what the devil's gonna do.
The word in faith is my sword and shield. Jesus is the Lord of the way how to feel. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord, hallelujah, I don't care what the devil's gonna do. The word in faith is my sword and shield. Jesus is the Lord of the way how to be.
Praise the Lord,
hallelujah, I don't care what the devil's gonna do. The word in faith is my sword and shield. Jesus is the Lord of the way how to feel. Though the fig tree shall not blossom, though there be no grapes upon the vine, though the olive tree shall cast its fruit, and the field shall yield no grain to grind, though the flock shall all be scattered, and there be no cattle in the stall, the Lord is still my joy and strength, and by his word he'll change it all. Praise the Lord, hallelujah, I don't care what the devil's gonna do. The word in faith is my sword and shield. Jesus is the Lord of the way how to feel. The Spirit of the Lord is here, and he has commanded me to tell the news to everyone. He's come to set the captive free. So if you're brokenhearted or tired of all those chains you wear, the Lord is here to heal you now and bring the power that holds you there.
Praise the Lord!
I don't care what the devil's gonna do. The word in faith is my sword and shield. Jesus is the Lord of the way how to feel. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I don't care what the devil's gonna do. The word in faith is my sword and shield. Jesus is the Lord of the way how to feel.
shall not blossom, though there be no grapes upon the vine, though the olive tree shall cast its fruit, and the field shall yield no grain to grind, though the flock shall all be scattered, and there be no cattle in the stall, the Lord is still my joy and strength, and by his word he'll change it all. Praise the Lord, hallelujah, I don't care what the devil's gonna do, the word in faith is my sword and shield, Jesus is the Lord of the way I feel. The Spirit of the Lord is here, and he has commanded me, tell the news to everyone, he's come to set the captive free. So if you're broken hearted or tired of all those chains you wear, the Lord is here to heal you now and bring the power that holds you there. Praise the Lord, hallelujah, I don't care what the devil's gonna do, the word in faith is my sword and shield, Jesus is Lord of the way how to feel.
Praise the Lord. Good morning. Praise God. I want to talk. I'm gonna talk about this, and then I'm gonna do deliverance on the blog talk. I want to talk about something called. Can you post this in the chat room for me? Dual manifestation. Post this in the chat room. Dual manifestation. Jessica, I know you can't do it because you got this lady on your line. Thank you, Donna, Jennifer. Dual manifestation. Mark, dual manifestation is found in Mark chapter 8. I'm going to go through 14 through 38 because I just happen to love the book of Mark. And it's so much. But here it is. And sister, you listen because I think this is part of the problem. But don't jump up and think I put this lady in front of you all. I've been ministering with her for about a year now.
Yeah.
Okay. And she's in California, by the way. Mark chapter 8, verse 14 through 38. She has a local church that she attends. And when I first met her, the situation was that there were people in her church in leadership doing witchcraft. And God revealed it to her. And, we prayed. They left for a while, didn't they?
Yeah, they did.
When we first prayed.
Yeah, they left.
They left the church, but they so tied up with the pastor. Do they call themselves prophets? What do they call themselves?
Pastors.
Oh,
they call themselves pastors.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So anyway, they came back, and they came back with even more witchcraft, but somehow in the spirit, they tapped into, did you tell them that they were witch? Did you come out and tell them? You tell that part of the story. Did you tell them that they were witches or what happened?
Well, we were lined up because he was praying for all of us. And every time they wanted to pray,
the person with the witchcraft spirit.
Yes, the two pastors, the wife and the husband. The head pastors were gone, and these two, they took over that day. And he told us to line up so he could pray over us. And he knew. He said, well, there's somebody here that doesn't want me to touch them. And I was looking at him, and that, no, I didn't want him to touch me. And he came to pray over me. And something was just going to fly out of my mouth, and I hold my mouth closed. And when I hold my mouth closed, and I cried out, no, God, I don't want to. I cried out, I don't want to. And he looked at me, that pastor, and he said, talk, 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 he told me. And I opened my mouth, and it flew out of my mouth, and it said, witchcraft. And I pointed to her. I put my head down, and my hand went right to her, and it said, witchcraft, jealousy, witchcraft. And it was telling the all kinds of stuff came out. And then when that happened, they got upset. They got very upset. And he came back the following week, and he was telling everybody, that was not God. That was a devil, because God does not talk that way, because it was a lot of authority. And he said it was a devil. And now every Sunday before I go to church, I feel unwanted there. I feel like I'm being prayed out. And yesterday I heard, pray that the witchcraft prayers will be revealed.
And that's when you call.
Yeah, I called you back yesterday, because last time I had called you, and everything I was going through, I went through so much with these people already. And now she's in the hospital because of all the stuff she's doing. She went to the hospital, and all I hear is, oh, poor that pastor. Poor her, poor her. And it's like, okay, but she's praying people out. They're praying people out. They're very jealous. The one guy that was there, another pastor was there, and he was very anointed. And that one day I got up and I said, this was like about a year and a half ago, 2 years ago. And I said, it came out, witchcraft. And it was like, stop praying the people out. And I named the other pastor's name. Stop being jealous of him. If you want what he has, go through what he went through.
Oh my
and then
God.
Something like, it's not going to be easy. It's not going to be easy, I kept saying. And my other pastor, the head pastor, told me one day, they're praying you out. They're praying you so you could not talk no more. They're praying it. And I kind of thought so. And like I said, now that pastor's wife's in the hospital, she's went down to 84 pounds.
And you know they think you did it, right?
Yeah, because, and now.
Go ahead.
And now when I go in, it's like, well, I'm from here, and they're from Mexico and different places like that. And I talk English, very little Spanish, and they talk more Spanish, and I feel like the outcast.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So I really feel like I'm being prayed out with them. But I got prophecy, and in my prophecy, it was God says, I'm waiting for you here. I called you here. So
we're going to find out in a few minutes.
Okay.
But I
want to
read.
Thank you.
I want to read Mark.
Okay.
Dual manifestations is what I'm talking about. Mark chapter 8, 14 through 38. Now the disciples had forgotten to take bread. Neither had they in the ship with them more than one loaf. And Jesus charged them, saying, take heed, beware of the leaven of the Pharisees and of the leaven of Herod. And they reasoned among themselves, saying, it is because we have no bread. And when Jesus knew it, he said unto them, why reason ye, because ye have no bread? Perceive ye not yet, neither understand? Have ye your heart yet hardened? Having eyes, see ye not, and having ears, hear ye not? And do ye not remember when I break the five loaves among 5,000? How many baskets full of fragments took ye up? They say unto him, 12. And when the seven among 4,000, how many baskets full of fragments took ye up? And they said, 7. And this is what Jesus said. How is it that ye do not understand? Post that in the chat room. How is it that ye do not understand? And he cometh to Bethsaida, and they bring a blind man unto him and besought him to touch him. And he took the blind man by the hand and led him out of the town. And when he had spit on his eyes and put his hands upon him, he asked him if he saw aught. And he looked up and said, I see men as trees walking. After that, he put his hands again upon his eyes and made him look up, and he was restored and saw every man clearly. Put this in the chat room. Jesus had to lay hands on this man twice. Jesus had to lay hands on this man twice. Verse 26. And he sent him away to his house, saying, neither go into the town, nor tell it to any in the town. And Jesus went out and his disciples into the towns of Caesarea Philippi. And by the way, he asked his disciples, saying unto them, whom do men say that I am? Put that in the chat room. Whom do men say that I am? Whom do men say that I am? And they answered, John the Baptist. But some say Elias, and others one of the prophets. And Jesus said unto him, but whom say ye that I am? Put that in the chat room. Who do you say I am? And Peter answered and said unto him, thou art the Christ. And he charged them that they should tell no man of him. And he began to teach them that the Son of Man must suffer many things and be rejected of the elders. Are you hearing this, sister?
Yes.
And he began to teach them that the Son of Man must suffer many things and be rejected of the elders and of the chief priests and scribes and be killed and after 3 days rise again. And Jesus spoke that saying openly. Now, I want you to write this in the chat room. And Peter took Jesus and began to rebuke him. But Peter rebuked Jesus. Peter rebuked Jesus. But when he had turned about and looked on his disciples, Jesus rebuked Peter. Peter rebuked Jesus. Jesus rebuked Peter. But when Jesus rebuked Peter, this is what he said. Get thee behind me, Satan, for thou savorest not the things that be of God, but the things that be of men. Are you hearing me, sister?
Yes. Yes.
Jesus told Peter. He did not even address Peter. Jesus addressed and rebuked the spirit that was operating through Peter. Because Jesus knew that it was Satan that had got into Peter, one of his disciples, that lived with him, ate with him, walked with him, talked with him, and slept with him. Satan got into Peter. But what I want you to understand, it was all according to the plan of God. Peter rebuked Jesus. So Jesus, no, this is not going to happen. If that had not happened, then none of us would be saved today. If Peter had had his way, if Satan operating through Peter had had his way, all of humankind would have been lost. All of humanity would have been lost. The plan and purpose of God would not have been fulfilled. So Jesus rebuked Peter. That is called a dual manifestation. A little earlier, Peter was manifesting the Spirit of God, because a little bit later, Jesus asked all his disciples, "Whom say ye that I am?" But Peter was the one that stepped up and answered. So Peter was speaking through a revelation of God, and then a little bit later, he was speaking through a manifestation of Satan. That, brothers and sisters, is called a dual manifestation. God was talking through Peter. The devil was talking through Peter. And the reason we know, because we know the story, but Peter never got delivered until after Jesus was resurrected and was on the seashore cooking that fish. And God gave Peter a threefold manifestation restoration. Peter, lovest thou me? Peter, lovest thou me? Peter, lovest thou me? Feed my sheep. Threefold denial of Christ, because the cock crowed three times, just like Jesus had prophesied. He prophesied to Peter, before the cock crowed three times, you're going to deny me. And sure enough, the prophecy was fulfilled. Peter denied Jesus. Hallelujah. But the dual manifestation had taken place a long time earlier. So how was Satan? That's what some of you got to realize. You're all vulnerable to the devil. Ain't nobody so holy. Not none of us. Not one of us. Jesus, yes. But even Jesus had to contend with the manifestations of the devil from himself. No. Because the devil got in those around Jesus, those that were called to work for Jesus. This is Peter with Satan speaking through him, a spirit of Satan. That is why it is so important for you to understand that you're not dealing with flesh and blood. It is so important for you to understand to know no man by the flesh, but know every man by the spirits that are operating through him or her. 34, well, at the bottom of 33, for thou savorest not the things that be of God, but the things that be of men. You're vulnerable. You're going to be winning and overcoming, but you're still going to be warring, and you're still going to be human flesh, vulnerable, susceptible. And that's why Satan's technique is deception and deceiving. That's why he's called the deceiver. And he's always going to work through people. He's not going to stop. God works through people. He's a counterfeit. He's always going to work through people. That's why God said you got to know them that labor among you. And he keeps telling you, don't know them by the flesh. Know them by the spirits that are operating through them. Now, sister, I don't believe that God wants you to take all that abuse. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
I don't believe that. And we're going to find out in a minute. Verse 34. Okay. And when he had called the people unto him with his disciples also, he said unto them, whosoever will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. For whosoever will save his life shall lose it. But whosoever shall lose his life for my sake and the gospel's, the same shall save it. For what shall it profit a man if he gain the whole world and lose his own soul? Or, put this in the chat room, what shall a man give in exchange for his soul? That means the soul can be bartered. You know, the soul can be bought and sold. What shall a man give in exchange for his soul? The soul ain't steady. The soul is not perfect. That's why Psalm 23:3 says, he restored my soul. That's why 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 23 says, preserve my spirit, soul, and body. Whosoever therefore shall be ashamed of me and of my words in this adulterous and sinful generation, of him also shall the Son of Man be ashamed when he cometh in the glory of his Father with the holy angels. Let me ask you something, sister. Do you believe what them people said about Satan speaking through your mouth? Do you believe them?
At first I didn't, but now I'm not sure. And now, Dr. Erica, I can't even pray. I can't even pray. Before I would pray and
you know
I
why?
Feel it. And now,
you know why? Because you believe
no,
them.
No, I don't.
No, you did.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
You see,
oh, yeah. Yeah.
The Bible says, he that wavereth. The Bible says a double-minded man is unstable in all his doings, and he obtains nothing from the Lord. You cannot be double-minded, but it can be spiritual. Like Peter, there can be a dual manifestation, and it can be generational. It doesn't have to be it can be generational. So this is what I want you to do. Do you have any anointing oil there?
Yes.
I want you to anoint yourself in the name of Jesus.
Okay.
I want you to anoint, I want you to pour some of that oil in the top of your head.
Okay.
Because that's where they hit you at. See, the mind is part of the soul. And the mind is very vulnerable. The mind is vulnerable to the flesh and to the heavenly realm. But the deciding factor is you. You got yourself anointed?
Yes, I do.
Okay. I'm gonna speak one thing. You tell me what you hear. First of all, let's get rid of the doubt and unbelief, okay?
Okay.
Say, in the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Any spirit I call out.
Any spirit I call out.
You have to get out of me.
You have to get out of me.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
My body.
My body.
It's the temple.
It's the temple.
Of God's Holy Spirit.
Of God's Holy Spirit.
No unclean.
No unclean.
Defiling spirit.
Defiling spirits.
Can rest in my body.
Can rest in my body.
My body is full of the life.
My body is full of the life.
Of my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
Of my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
Darkness.
Darkness.
From any source, I command you to come to attention.
I command you to come to attention.
I command you to understand.
I command you to understand.
Coming out of me today.
Coming out of me today.
I place the blood of Jesus.
I place the blood of Jesus.
Between me.
Between me.
And any unclean spirits.
And any unclean spirits.
I place the blood of Jesus.
Place the blood of Jesus.
Between me.
Between me.
And any spirits of bondage.
And any spirits of bondage.
I place the blood of Jesus.
I place the blood of Jesus.
Between me.
Between me.
And any binding spirits.
And any binding spirits.
Okay. Now tell me what you hear when I say binder spirit. Where you come from? Binding spirits. Where do you come from? You hear me?
I see my soon-to-be ex-husband's face. But then I also see my mother.
Okay. I don't care what you see. I ask you what you hear. Isn't that what I said?
Yeah.
Because the devil will play tricks with you. Like he's playing tricks with you through the church. Okay? Binding spirit, where you come from? In the name of Jesus, I command you to tell her where you come from in her body. Where you come from? Tell her. Spirits being sent. Go ahead. It'll be like a thought.
I think I heard heart.
Okay.
I think I heard like heart.
Okay. Just speak it out. Okay. Binding spirit in her heart. Where you come from? How'd you get in her heart?
Mother.
Binding spirits from her mother. How did you get in her heart?
Generational.
Uh-huh. How far back?
Seven generations.
That's a bunch of years. Okay. The binding spirit in the heart that came from the mother 7 generations ago. What is your name, binding spirit? What's your name? Do you have a name? Do you have a name? Okay. I'm going to cast out doubt and unbelief and deaf and dumb, okay?
Okay.
You cough them out. Doubt and unbelief and deaf and dumb. Go! Come on out. As a matter of fact, generational deaf and dumb. Go! Come on out. Generational deaf and dumb. Go! Doubt and unbelief. Go! Get out. Get out. Come on out. All the way out. Let her go. In the name of Jesus. Go! Every spirit that you know, as you come out, go to the pit and be sealed until the day of judgment by Jesus Christ. Come on out, doubt and unbelief. Come on out, doubt and unbelief. Come out the heart. Come out the heart. Go! Get out the heart. Someone out doubt my belief. Deaf and dumb. Loose those ears. Deaf and dumb. Loose those ears. Come on out. Come on out in the name of Jesus. Come on out. Loose her ears. Come on out. Come on out. Loose her mind. Come on out. Loose her mind. Come on out. Come on out. Let her go. Let her go in the name of Jesus. The spirit causing the dual manifestation. Go. Come on out. Come on out. Loose her heart. Loose her heart. Come out of her heart. Come out of her heart. Get out of her heart now. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Jesus is her Lord. Confess it. Confess. Jesus is my Lord.
Jesus
confess
is my Lord.
And my only
Jesus
Lord.
Jesus is my Lord.
And my,
and my
only Lord.
Lord.
And I will bow
and my
knees.
Only Lord.
And I will bow my
and
knees
I will bow my
to,
knees.
Other.
And
to
I,
no other. No other.
I will bow my knees to no other.
Go! Come on out. Come on out. Come on out. Get out. Go, 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 go. Go! Come on out. Loose this woman and let her go. Come on out, doubt and unbelief. Up and out. Up and out. The spirit causing the dual manifestation. Go! Come on out. Get out. I command generational binding spirits. Go! Get out. Come on out. Get out. All the way out. From the mother's side. Go! Come out from the mother's side. Get out. All the way out. Up and out. Up and out. Loose your stronghold and come 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 out. Loose those ears. Loose those ears. Loose those ears. Deaf and dumb. Go. Come on out. Loose those ears. Loose those ears. Come out of the ear canal. Go. Come on out. Come out of the eardrum. Go. Come on out. Get out, deaf and dumb. Go. Go. I break the curse of the evil eye. Loose her eyes. Go. Come out of her eyes. Go. Now, I command every spirit of the tormentors that was loosed on this lady through psychic prayers, prayed, enter in the church. Go. Come on out. Cough it out. Come on out. Come on out. Get out. Get out. I command the spirit of the false prophet, and I command every demonic frog that transferred from the mouth of the false prophet into this lady's soul. Cough them out. Go. Get out. Come on out. Get out. Unclean spirit. Go. Get out. Come on out. Come on out. Lose her and let her go. I break the charismatic witchcraft fog that was placed against this woman's mind. Go. Get out. All that demonic fog. Go, go, go. Go! Get out. I destroy the power of that charismatic witchcraft. Go! Bibliomancy. Go! Come on out, bibliomancy. Get out, bibliomancy. In the name of Jesus. Out. Up and out. Come out of the pit of her bowels. Come out of the pit of her bowels. No! Come on out. Come on out. Up and out. Up and out. Come out of the pit of the bowels. And get out the bladder, too. Go! Get out the bladder. I break the power of every psychic prayer. Pray from any member, especially the pastors and the leadership of that church. Go! Get out. Get out! I told you to go in the name of Jesus. And come no more. You all right? Come on out.
Yeah.
Keep coming. Keep coming out. In the name of Jesus. All the way. All the way out. Up and out. Come out of the pit of the bowels. Get out. You break your power in the name of Jesus. The Lord God rebuke you, Satan. Go! It will not happen. It will not happen. In the name of Jesus. She belongs to God. Her body is the temple of God's own Holy Spirit, whose temple you shall not defile. Go! Out! I bring the finished work of the cross to bear against you. Go! Get out. Get out! Get out! We break the power of those bounded spirits from the ninth generation. Go! From the eighth generation. Go! From the seventh generation. Go! From the sixth generation. Go! From the fifth generation. Go in the name of Jesus. From the fourth generation. Go! From the third generation. Go! From the second generation. Go! All the way up to this very second. Go right now in the name of Jesus. Get up. Get up. Get up. I break the power of that double-minded spirit. Go! Cause her to waver in her faith. Get out. Get out! Get out! Go! All the way out. Keep going. Keep going out. Keep going out. In the name of Jesus, I break family religious chains. And all those spirits contained in those chains, behind those chains, go! Get out, get out, get out! I break those chains and shackles right now. Go! all the spirits. I bind you up, and the Lord God rebuke you. Go! In Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus. Keep coming out. Keep coming out. Keep coming out. I bind and rebuke all transferring spirits that oppose God, all antichrist. Go! Get out. Get out! Satan, the Lord God rebuke you. Dragon, the Lord God rebuke you. Destroyer, devourer, the Lord God rebuke you. Go! Right now. Out. In the name of Jesus. The Lord God rebuke you. You okay?
Yeah.
All right. Ask God to fill you with the Holy Spirit. Father God, in the name of Jesus, fill this lady. I am not through with your deliverance, but you need to stop now. You need to process all this. And
okay.
God got to fill you. God got to fill you. And also, Father God, heal. Lay your hand on your heart. Lord God, God is healing your broken heart. God is healing your wounded heart. And you're going to feel it lift off of you right now. Oh! In the name of Jesus. And you're going to feel the peace of God come in and give you peace.
Thank you, God.
After about 7 days, we'll finish your deliverance, okay? But you need to walk.
Okay.
You need to walk in peace for 7 days. You need to know what peace feels like for 7 days.
I feel different in my heart. It felt like it was moving or something.
I know. God, it did.
Uh-huh.
It did. It moved right out.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know what?
I feel. Huh.
Go ahead.
I feel different. I don't know if it's lighter. I don't know what it is, but
with
I feel different.
Holy Spirit. Lord God, fill her up all the way. Every area that's been emptied out, fill.
Yes, Father God. Yes, Father. Thank you, God. Thank you.
You know how I say thank you, Jesus, in Spanish?
Gracias, Jesus. Cristo.
Say it.
Gracias, Jesus, Cristo.
Again.
Thank you, Jesus. Gracias, Jesus, Cristo.
Again.
Thank you, Jesus Christ. Gracias, Jesus, Cristo. Gracias, Jesus Cristo. Gracias,
yeah.
Jesus Cristo.
Yeah, again.
Gracias, Jesus Cristo.
Just keep saying it.
Gracias, Jesus Cristo. Gracias, Jesus Cristo. Gracias, Jesus Cristo.
Say it again.
Jesus, thank you. Gracias, Jesus Cristo. Gracias, Jesus Cristo. Gracias, Jesús Cristo. Gracias. Thank you, Jesus.
You brought the sun into my dark night. You brought the color to my black and white. And now I'm dancing. often your love came to find me. I was blind till you showed me my victory. I was bound and you set me free. Now I'm alive, I'm alive. This is what freedom feels like. This is what freedom feels like.
Oops, I'm sorry, but devil, I'm going to pay you back. I'm going to pay you back. You're going to hate the day that you knocked me off my feet, because every day I'm going to pay you back in the name of Jesus. And I mean it. I mean it. I'ma pay you back, devil.
I'ma pay you back. I used to live like I was under attack. Dodged the nails from my back. I had no hope for tomorrow. Felt too much pressure, so far I was crap. But now there's no looking back. I'm moving forward. I got my arm and now I don't feel no doubt. Just shoot me down, yeah. I got my arm and now I don't feel no doubt. Gonna shoot me down, 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 down.
Devil, God let me live to pay you back. We need more Latino, Spanish-speaking, Holy Ghost-filled deliverance ministers. Where are you? Where are you?
Control. My phone is untouchable because you've already won me. My victory is not in this flesh and bone. It's in the cross and I know nobody's taking it from me. I got my arm and now no fear, no doubt. Can't shoot me down, yeah. I got my arm and now no fear, no doubt. Gonna shoot me down, 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 down.
All you cowardly African Americans, where are you? The real deliverance ministers, where are you? When you gonna stop being a coward? Where are you? Where are you?
Don't have to feel no more, worry no more. Don't have to feel no more, worry no more. Don't have to feel no more, worry no more. Thank you.
I I do.